You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
If you're like me, you've heard about, but you don't know much about, this Ingersoll Lockwood. I'm getting his name right now. Book series called The Barron Trump Chronicles. It's kind of made its way around the internet a little bit. The Barron Trump Chronicles are supposed to be all these similarities to this book written in the 1890s to the Trump family and everything happening in America right now. Well, I've got Troy Anderson on the phone. He is the author of The Trump Code, talking about that very subject. And I wanted to dive into this a little bit with Troy. Thanks for being here.
Oh, yeah, great to be on your show.
Troy, give us the details, like the eeriest stuff that Ingersoll Lockwood wrote in the 1890s that is almost like too eerie to be true, the parallels between then and now.
Yeah, so he's sort of this obscure lawyer and author in the late 1890s. Abraham Lincoln had actually named him consular general to Hanover, Germany, so he had a position in the government. And when Alice in Wonderland came out, it was a real popular children's books. And so there's a number of books sort of similar to that that came out. So he wrote this three-part series called The Barron Trump Collection. And so a little boy named Barron Trump, whose drawing on the cover of the book looks like President Trump's son. And there's a striking resemblance. And the name's spelled a little bit different, two R's for Barron Trump, the president's son. And so this boy goes on these time-traveling adventures guided by Don, his uncle Don, the master of masters. He lives in Trump Castle on Fifth Avenue in New York City, where Trump Tower now stands, a century later.
Wow.
And so that's sort of the beginning.
Well, it's okay. So those are the general details. You have Barron Trump, time traveling and going on adventures with his mentor, whose name is Don. And then the building, that's incredible. I have never heard that. So what about, is there any more details that you're like, okay, now this, here's where it gets really crazy.
Yeah. So the last book in the series is called The Last President. And
wow.
In this book, this populist president is elected. And when he is, the anarchists and socialists converge on Trump Castle, chanting death to the rich man. And then armies are formed. And it's sort of, people are asking, there's been stories like in, Newsweek and Politico and that kind of thing over the years, asking, was this guy, how did he somehow foresee the future? Is this sort of prophetic, maybe in the vein of like Aldous Huxley's Brave New World or George Orwell's 1984 and Ray Bradbury's Fahrenheit 451. It seems like those things, we're sort of watching that happen today with the surveillance state and censorship and cancel culture and all that stuff. So the question is he prophetic? Are we now looking at the possibility we could see the last president? So that's the question people are asking.
Wow. So you dive into all this in The Trump Code, your book that connects all these things from this this old Barron Trump Chronicles series to what's happening now. So I guess my question for you is, why do you think it's so accurate? I mean, what are your explanations as to how this could be that spot on?
So in the Trump code, we sort of put together this 5,000-piece puzzle, you know, not just looking at the works of Ingersoll Lockwood, but, you know, all these different things, the prophecies from the Bible. You know, I've actually written 7 books on biblical prophecy. I'm an investigative journalist sort of looking at, are we really moving into these end-time events the Bible talks about? And then, like I mentioned, you have the works of Orwell and Huxley and Bradbury. And then you have all these sort of modern-day prophets. There's a guy named Ken Clement,
yeah,
who prophesied several years back, well before Trump was elected, that he would become president and actually have 2 terms. So, you know, maybe now he'll actually have 2 terms. There's a guy named Lance Wallnau, wrote a book called, he's a political strategist, wrote a book called God's Chaos Candidate. And when he wrote this before the 2016 election, you know, Trump was down 10 points in the polls. Nobody really thought he could win. And then he won. And, you know, I remember Franklin Graham posted on his Facebook page, you know, nobody knew about the God factor, right? And so we sort of put this whole puzzle together. How does Trump sort of fit into this whole thing? Is God using him for some purpose? Are we moving into the end times? And sort of put the whole puzzle together.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Oh, I think we might have lost you, Troy. You still there?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So what I said is, the Trump code, which will come out on September 17th, already hit like number 3 hot new release. It looks sort of puts this 5,000-piece puzzle together. How does Trump fit into sort of all these, you know, chaotic events we're seeing unfold today?
Troy, I got to tell you, that is fascinating stuff, because when I took the interview, I was very interested in the Trump code, but I had no idea you'd written all these books about biblical prophecy, too, because just last week, I delve into this stuff when I think it's relevant. You know, we talk politics a lot, and so when those two worlds cross, I find it very, very interesting. Dana Coverstone is one that I've watched, and Brandon Biggs, the recent prophecies from them, specifically Brandon Biggs. But I was just watching some Kim Clement stuff just this morning, surprisingly, and I'm going to have to look up your other books now. But specific to the Trump code, what do you want people, like, let's say Ingersoll Lockwood was a prophet. Let's say he was picking up on stuff that God was showing him about the future. I guess my big question as we conclude here is why? What was trying to be communicated to either them then or us now that God said this is necessary for people to know?
Yeah, so to sort of tell you succinctly, so my first book was The Babylon Code. It was an expose of globalism. A popular pastor, he loved the book so much, he delivered a box of The Babylon Code to the Trump team in early 2016. And then 2 months later, Trump announced Americanism, that globalism would be a credo at his platform for president. that he won, everybody was blown away. Our agent says, why don't we write a second book? We called it Trumpocalypse. In the last chapter, we called for a national day of repentance. A friend of ours is a great networker. He persuaded Rabbi Kahn to be the spokesman. They asked us to write the White House executive summary, and it actually happened. There was a big national day of repentance on the National Mall. 250,000 people showed up. 42 million people watched it. And then flash forward to April 8th, we had this great North American eclipse, and it went through all these towns called Nineveh. And I was inspired to call for this national day of repentance by an interview I did with Billy Graham back in 2013. And he said, when God sent the prophet Jonah to Nineveh to warn them of judgment, the king and the people repented. And he said the same thing could happen again, this time in America. So I just wrote a story for Chrisva. Is this our Nineveh moment? So that's the theme that runs through the Trump Code. Is this our chance to turn back to God? Can we see a great turnaround? Can we see this revival grow? Can we have a bright future? I think God put the ball in our court.
Troy, what does it look like if we have national repentance? I mean, at what point do you say, there it is, there it's happened? You know, is there some sort of event that you go, we have moved into repentance as a nation?
I think we're seeing signs of it. Ever since that Jesus Revolution, Greg Laurie's movie came out, you had the Asbury Revival, these revivals, these baptisms here in Orange County, down at Pirates Cove and across the country, Sean Foyt's outdoor events, Mario Murillo's tent revival. So we're seeing the sort of signs of this happening. And so, I mean, only God knows when this will all sort of unfold. But I think there's many hopeful signs. And so I wrote all these books to encourage people to turn back to God and repent and, turn from our ways, just like it says in Second Chronicles.
Troy, I got to tell you, I am absolutely fascinated by your stuff, especially the Trump Code. Now tell people how they can get this.
Yeah, so it's available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble, Target, Walmart, pretty much anywhere books are sold, and comes out on September 17th.
So they can pre-order now.
Yeah.
All right, the Trump Code. Looking forward to it. Troy, thanks for your time.
Yeah, thank you so much.
This is Wiggins America. We will be right back.
Get more at 971talk.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.